Remember when you were a kid,
yeah,
like late in high school,
sure,
and you had like a close group of friends, and you decided, listen, guys, no matter what happens, we're going to be friends forever. Yes. We're going to be best buddies. And you like threw your like Keystone Lights up here. Class of 96 rules.
It's that Tommy Boy moment where he crushes the coffee table.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Then you grow up, y'all go your separate ways, and you realize it's not possible to be best friends forever.
Yeah.
People change.
Yeah.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, it's not just growing into adults that can change us.
Yeah.
Because even folks you knew as grown-ass people, one day cannot be the same person you thought they were.
Yeah, true.
Something that someone in this room may have found out the hard way.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you said you got together with someone you hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, so I reconnected with an old character from the old show, the old Wee Show. And we had gotten back a little bit back and forth, and I said, and I love this guy. He was funny, made friends with him, not on the show, but there was a lot of characters on that
show. Sure, 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 sure.
So this guy was always a fun guy, like a drinking buddy kind of guy. Right?
Right.
So I figured I haven't seen him in a long time. He's in town again, moved back. I said, let's reconnect.
Gotcha.
So we go to the bar that you say, Anna Sports Bar, because it has art on it.
If there's art on the walls, it's not a sports bar.
So we go to the pub right off the avenue.
Yeah.
And we meet up. I had not seen this dude minimum 20 years, right?
Okay.
So I'm excited, right? And I tell my wife this is going to be fun, so I'm going to go meet this guy, go down there. And there he is. He's already there. He's sitting at the high top, so I go, cool. So as I'm walking over, he's got a book on the table.
At the bar.
That he brought in.
Like he was reading while he waited?
I don't know.
Well, Kimmy, there is art on the walls.
Yeah, but the place is popping. You know, it's not like you're bored in this place. You've got a million
poppin'
TVs.
In here. Loud.
It's popping. And he's also got something else. As I'm walking up to the table, I go, it's not, it's registering, but it ain't registering. He's got a glass of water, like a big, you know, and they give you a big-ass glasses of water at the bar, right?
Yeah.
So I figured maybe he's, you know, all right, so he's probably sipping water, waiting for him to come in.
Sure.
I sit down, man. I said, you know, we start to reunite, reconnect, and I go, yeah, I'm going to get a double Jameson, you know, on the rocks.
Sure.
I go, what are you getting? He goes, no, I'm good. I mean, good. What are you drinking? And he goes, water. And I go, oh. And I kind of said, I thought we were meeting for drinks. He goes, no, no. He goes, I haven't had anything in a while.
Oh.
I didn't know this.
Okay.
But I thought I was meeting to have a cocktail and a few laughs.
Yeah.
He ain't drinking.
Is that for like a bad reason or he just wanted to get healthy?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But there's also a book on the table.
What's a book?
It's one of them like self-motivation books.
Okay.
Not a Bible, but like kind of like a Bible.
I get what you're saying.
It's like a Bible with no religion.
I got it,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How to be a better person.
This is how you're supposed to live.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And I'm like, man, it's all hit me right away. I go, man, this dude.
Trying to turn his life around or be a better person.
He said something early on that it hit me like a ton of bricks, but I go, oh, God, I'm stuck here for an hour.
What?
He goes, I'm on a journey.
Okay.
No, he said journey, man. Now I'm one with Journey Boy with his glass of water and his self-help book.
Yeah.
I'm stuck for like at least a drink or two with this dude.
Okay.
Well, you met up with him to catch up, right?
I mean, you
were
going to
get a life story of all that time you missed out on.
But I missed out on nothing because he's lame. He's like a...
Maybe there's a good story as to why he's now lame.
There ain't one.
And by the way, you can...
He went bad.
He didn't go bad.
He went bad.
Booze.
He went bad with
booze. Oh. I thought you meant he went bad by turning his life around.
No, he went bad. He had some medical stuff.
Okay.
You know, so we're catching up a little bit, but like, hey, God, man. Now, but then I started getting the journey pitch. It was almost like I was stuck at an Amway convention with this guy to like turn my life around. But I just wanted to have a couple of cocktails and laugh about the old show.
Okay.
And he didn't want to talk about that because it was like a bad memory to him because that's what led him, like having hung out with people like that got him in a bad way.
Yeah, no, I get it. Anyone that ever listened to that old show, they all became alcoholics just based on the stress.
A lot of them have Parkinson's.
Okay. So it bothers you.
Yes.
That this friend of yours,
yes,
that was always a fun time guy.
Good time, Charlie.
Was not the fun time guy you expected when you saw him 20 years later.
Right. And okay. I'm now stuck.
Okay.
Because now we're hanging. It isn't like I passed him at the Isle of Wegmans. We're sitting down. Then he orders food. Yeah. So now,
So you're stuck.
He almost cursed, by the way.
I know.
Two. He gets an app and an entree. So that means now we're anchored in.
So is he trying to influence you, or is he just telling you what's been going on?
A little of both.
Okay.
It was like a Chinese menu, column A, column B. But he was like kind of giving me a sales pitch on this new way of doing
things. Was he really, or were you just feeling guilty in the moment for drinking in front of him?
No, he doesn't feel guilty. He feels attacked.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Yes, wouldn't you?
No, because I don't think he was attacking you. I think when you hear other people doing good things for themselves, you look at them and be like, oh, you think you're better than me?
Don't push your lifestyle on me.
Why is the book on the table, bro?
Because he was waiting for you to show
up.
No,
that's a sales pitch.
Okay.
You know, like when they interview like famous people that wrote books and when they're sitting in their library, they always have one of their books like behind them.
All right.
America, the way it used to be on Fox Tonight. You know what I mean? Like, it was like that, man.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
And he knows what I'm talking about because I told him. I go, I'm talking about
it. Okay. Well, I mean, look.
So he said something insulting to me when I said that. He goes, I knew you would.
Yeah.
Because I'm surprised you even asked my permission. What does that mean? Ask my permission.
Yeah.
Like I'm such a dirt ball. I would just railroad the guy behind his back.
You have done that multiple times.
No.
Why
on
surprising?
This show.
Nobody.
You did it the other day. You had to give Kimmy the wave off hand when you told his story.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I just want to be clear, we're on the same page.
Journey boy.
Does it bother you more that you felt attacked by him? Or does it bother you more that he's not the fun time guy you assumed he still was?
That, and the third one was, I'm stuck. I just blew a night.
Okay.
That I didn't want to, I would have loved to have met, I didn't want to hang out with this guy if this is what I was getting. I thought I was going to get a couple of dollars. Old laugh.
Sure.
Got none of that, man. So, like, it ruined my night. Like,
okay.
I just wasted. We were there for like an hour and a half, man.
Can I ask a potential?
Slow eating. Slowest goddamn eater, man.
Well, yeah. It's healthier for you.
Thank you. Chew your food. 37 chews.
Can I ask you a potentially stupid question?
No, knock yourself out.
Okay. Your buddy was different. That bothered you.
Yeah.
Do you think he saw you the same compared to the last time you hung out with him?
I don't know.
There's no way.
Well, I'm still a wise ass. I'm drinking.
Okay.
I'm irritated. I think those are my core values.
Okay. You are not the
same. On my journey.
You are not the same guy I hung out with all those years ago. And it's not like you were 18 when we were hanging out.
Drink like that anymore.
But you were in your mid-40s.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this guy in 20 years.
Yeah.
How do you know he didn't walk away from that get-together thinking the same thing?
What a loser.
Seriously.
Well, at least I was closer to the old me than
but
this.
But maybe he sees that's. Maybe if you didn't change, he would see that as sad. Like, how have you not grown up?
I grew up.
How have you not, you know, changed your life around to be a happier person? You're still old.
I'm happy.
Just an old, miserable tracksuit guy.
Who's miserable?
Okay, listen.
Listen, I know we've talked about this before. You cannot express joy or happiness, so you're going to come off as miserable to most people.
Well, we could have had some fun talking about the old show and the laughs we had.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have done that. I kind of thought that's what we were going to do here.
But maybe he thinks you're stuck in the past.
Well, thanks.
Oh, man, hold on. Yeah.
If you're going to catch up with somebody, you're going to talk about the past.
But also how far you've come, what you've been doing lately, right?
Well,
like, that's part of it.
We never got that either.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing.
What a scam.
Maybe Kimmy doesn't get this yet, and I don't mean that to sound kind.
Well, she's young. She doesn't have a past yet.
Okay. The fact of the matter is this. In the defense of Tommy for a second, 252-WCMF, I see you guys on hold. We'll get there. It is really disappointing when something like this happens.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, we all get older.
I had a good set lined up, too, man. You know how you work on your set?
You're
bing, bap, bap, bing, 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 boo, boo.
But here's the thing. Most people never stop growing, for better or for worse.
No, you get stuck. You hit your level.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
All kinds of things can change who you are every couple of years.
All right.
And I know there are people listening right now like, no way, man. I'm going to keep rock and rolling forever. But you've changed.
Yes.
You don't realize you've changed, but you've changed.
That's a big change, man.
Yes, I understand that his change is bigger than your change. But you have made a big change.
Adjustments.
No.
Yeah, there's a
change. You have
You're
changed.
You're a different person.
A much different person.
Not much.
You're married?
I've heard the stories.
Bro, yeah. You're married. You live in a different town. Mm-hmm. You now have grandchildren, yeah, right? Stepkids.
Grandpa.
Yes, you're a grandpa. Yeah, you don't drink nearly as much as you used to.
I've cut back.
You have furniture in the place that you live.
Yeah.
I mean, bro.
You've learned how to be a good husband.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couch situation.
Better improvement.
Think about this.
I don't lie as much.
Think about the disasters we were.
Oh, I know. I know.
And what you, bro, you are night and day. So don't sit here and be like, oh, this guy's a bitch. I'm going to go to the Pittsburgh pub for 1 hour and have one drink and then come right home, honey. I'll be right back. I miss you so much.
Yeah, just the way the meal you'd order would be different than the last time you probably saw this guy.
Yeah, probably.
Look.
So I kind of triggered him too a little bit.
By doing
no
what?
No kidding.
So I asked him, I go, because I started bringing up the old show and, you know, characters and stuff. And I was kind of, because he had been out of town, so I was telling, you know, and he wasn't interested. And I said, like, do you not want to talk about this because it's going to, like, trigger something?
Mm-hmm.
And he got pissed, kind of. He goes, like, what do you mean? Like, you'll start, like, drinking and stuff if we talk about this stuff? And he's like, no. I go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have a smile on your face right now saying it. You're a monster. Yeah. You're a monster.
Don't trigger me, man. I'm on a journey, man.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to a very wise woman.
Oh, okay.
Marcy's on CMF. Hey, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, darlings. How are you?
Good. What do you got for
us? This is what I think. First of all, if this guy walks into a pretty busy bar with a book, I mean, why didn't he come with his knitting or a jigsaw puzzle?
Okay,
great.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not see Marcy being on Tommy's side here. I am
serious. That's how cool she is.
No, listen. This is the thing. He's on this journey, and he needs to tell the world about his change, which is awesome. Great. You know, you're sober. You're doing whatever you're doing. But what's he trying to do? Elicit something from Tommy, like, well, Tommy's supposed to feel bad about his life or bad about who he is? Baloney. Especially with someone I haven't seen in 20 years.
Well, that's how Tommy perceived it.
I don't care about your journey. Do me a favor. Say hello. You don't want to reminisce? Fine, because it's going to trigger you in some way. A big drama queen, an emotional snowflake.
It's like she was there last night.
I'm telling
you. Were you at the next table?
And then, if this guy had such a deal with drinking, why not say to Tommy, oh, let's meet for lunch?
Because Tommy would not do that.
He would have been for coffee.
Over the phone, he would have been like, oh, you bitch-ass bitch.
It's not up to Tommy to demonstrate to this guy that he's changed. Tommy doesn't have to legitimize who he is.
Preach, girlfriend.
He is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he's not.
Yeah, I do want to point out that we're getting this from Tommy's perspective. So we don't really know if he was pushing his lifestyle on Tommy or if he was just simply telling Tommy what he's been up to, and
that's how
Tommy took
it. A book and a glass of water? What's he doing, a book signing?
Did you ask him for an autograph?
Really?
He didn't give his book to you to read.
But it was there, man. Right.
Marcy, I still love you, but I am stunned. I am stunned.
Long Island wisdom, bro.
It's just common sense. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Anyway, I got to go to the dentist. I love you. Bye.
Love you too, Marcy. I do love Marcy. Okay.
252-WCMF.
Again, we're talking about Tommy meeting a friend, old character from the show.
And there was a ton of characters.
Oh, I don't want to say anybody's name. I'm scared.
Well, I don't want to hurt the guy.
I don't want to hurt a guy. As you've been crapping all over him.
But nobody knows.
And you told him. No, you told him you were going to.
No, but I didn't say who. Listen, that show had a ton of misfits.
Fair enough.
And he was one of them.
Fair enough. So you go out to see him. You haven't seen him in 20 years.
Yeah.
He was an old drinking buddy. Laughed.
Yeah.
Laughs a
he used to come out to all the events, man. We gave him so many nicknames. He was such a fun guy.
He's got a self-help book at the bar. He's drinking a glass of water. Yeah. He doesn't want to drink. He's telling you all about all these new things.
Doesn't
want to talk about the old show.
Right.
All right. There are a few things that can really bother you in these situations where you get together with someone who is not how you remember.
Yeah, the guy's a dud.
Okay. One, the fun get-together you thought you were going to have is not fun. And you're hearing this from Tommy. It was not fun.
You're stuck there.
Exactly. Two, it's a reminder that we're growing up and we can't do the things we used to do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. When you have a really good buddy from back in the day that you used to get wild with, have a really good time with, there is this fantasy in our heads for some reason that all you need to do is see them again and it's on.
It all comes back.
You got it. Like, we're going to go wild. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to talk to some girls. We're going to laugh our asses off. But when that doesn't happen, and it almost never happens,
yes.
it hits you in the face really hard that you can never have those moments back.
Is it also a... Go ahead.
But what might be the most jarring thing, when you find out that Buddy isn't the same anymore, you start to realize that there aren't many people left that you really know.
Yes, yeah. You're losing all those old connections.
Yes, like if you had a running mate from back in the day that person saw you at your best.
Yeah.
They saw you at your worst, vice versa. No one was going to judge. Yeah. They knew your secrets. They had your back. When you really don't know them anymore, it means they don't know you.
That means father time is a ticking time bomb.
Yes. And that pact of we're in this forever,
yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah.
And they're there physically. And it's possible if you ever were in a bind that they'd be there for you. But this us against the world idea.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like sands on our glass, so go the day.
Oh, he had a stroke?
Yeah, I don't know.
I also wonder if you realize, like, when you take out that thing that bonded you, the partying, the drinking, whatever, you realize maybe you weren't that good of friends in the first place.
Well,
because you start to realize maybe we had nothing in common.
But that's
like
basically...
Outside of partying, like maybe we weren't even really friends.
But that's most people. Like if you take that common core thing that you have between two people and you get together,
you have friends that you carry on with throughout life that, you know, they're your friends for multiple reasons. Whereas this, maybe a couple people get filtered out along the way because you realize, I don't even really like this person. We just had a good time together.
But that's what you bond.
No, you're just finding out that you're an alcoholic right now because all of your friends were guys who only drank.
Yeah, like if you take
with.
Out that one thing, maybe those aren't people that you normally associate with.
Well, you take the alcohol away, most people are goddamn boring.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
So you don't have any friends that...
Oh, and like, you can just end the sentence.
What?
So like if you weren't drinking, you don't have a friend that you could just hang with.
Not for long, man. Like I guess I could a little bit, but I couldn't do it. I could only do it once.
Because you know what? You don't, like Pat, you would have a buddy that you could watch a Bills game with.
Oh, yeah, I have a couple.
You don't care whether or not you're drinking or
But you're
eating,
watching
whatever.
A Bills game. You're not really interacting.
But it's something.
Listen to the pocket.
But
listen to Tommy Pockets.
Listen to the pocket. Tommy in his uptown pocket.
Listen to the pocket.
It's something you have in common. You're bonded over this thing.
Well, that's what alcohol is. Well, take the Bills away.
Okay, my question is,
do
you have anything outside of alcohol? Like anything you would enjoy doing with a buddy, an activity of any sort.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's a really great, that was a deep,
so deep,
wise take. She's right, man.
Right, man.
No, she's, I mean, I heard for you that you don't have that friend.
Hurt for me.
I heard for you. Oh, Tommy has no friends and a stupid tracksuit on. You know, but here's what the best part about this is, right? Like, you're crapping all over this buddy you haven't seen in 20 years. You're excited to go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
He's changed his life. He's sober. He's on a journey, as he put it.
It's a dick thing to say.
But, Kimmy, here's the ass kicker.
Mm-hmm.
If he showed up and he was the same dude he was from 25 years
ago. What I was hoping for.
Right? Like, drunk, wild, loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd hate him.
You would hate him.
You would hate him.
But I would have had better stories when I came
in. No, you wouldn't have. You would have come in here and been like, you're not going to believe what this
did. Couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Like, it sounds cool. The idea that, like, that guy is the same guy. But when you are with that guy or gal, like we just said, whether you realize it or not, you have changed too. And all of a sudden, it's 2 in the morning, and you're 37 years old, and you're standing outside of a bar because his buddy, that's always been the same guy, picked a fight with the entire defensive line of the St. John Fisher football team. Maybe you go, hey, him changing a little bit would have been a good thing.
I don't know, man.
Change is a survival mechanism.
I understand.
It keeps us from dying. It preserves our relationships. Your wife would not have gone near you. If you were the Tommy that I met 25 years ago, she shouldn't go near you now. Right? Both our wives.
Yeah.
If we were the guys that we were when we were hanging out back in the day,
our
wives would be mother effing us to each other before they divorced us.
But all right, okay. But
timing
to do this
everything.
Complete 180 and not even want to delve into the past.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you a bigger dick.
Well, are you also taking a little?
I'm better than that guy.
Are you offended by it because you're part of that past that he wants to forget?
Basically, he said like it was a horrible past.
For him, it was.
I didn't know that.
Well, but now you do.
I don't want to know it. Lie to me. Can you lie to me for 30 minutes? Well, you slow eat your goddamn frittata or whatever the hell it is.
Well, you got an omelet for dinner, huh? What is he, seven?
What is quesadilla?
You also want to remember your past, like everybody was having a good time, and maybe he wasn't having a good time.
But he hung out with us. He came to all the events.
Well, no, but a lot of people do, thinking like this is what they think they want, and then they realize that was not good for me.
No, look, I
everybody listen.
I had the exact same thing that you're describing actually happen with a buddy of mine, and it happened early on.
Yeah.
Like, I had this group of like seven buddies, you know, just got after it. We were always together all the time.
Yeah, the Fabulous Fatties.
One of my buddies met a girl, and she was like, and I actually knew this girl. Just, we were friends in a different group.
Yeah.
Quiet, kind, smart, nice. He meets her. Like, a month and a half after they're, like, seriously dating, he reaches out to all of us via text message. Sent us all the same text message saying, look, I'm not going to be hanging out with you guys anymore.
So she broke
Bye.
It up.
Yeah.
She broke you guys up.
Which is weird because she kind of hung out with us, too. But we were, like, busting his balls. And he goes, no, I'll be honest. I never really had a good time. You guys all made fun of me, and I didn't like it.
You're remembering it a certain way. And maybe it wasn't a good time for everybody involved.
But, like, I got that at, like, 21.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From a guy that I'd known since I was, like, 16.
Mm-hmm.
I was furious. But now, I mean, I get it now. Yeah. It's weird that at your age you don't get it.
I kind of get it. But, like, you didn't enjoy any of it?
Well, but he maybe wanted to look cool to you. Was he somebody that wanted to fit in?
I don't. I mean, he was.
Why would you not want to fit in with a guy dressed like that?
Yeah, why not? Get to hang out with Tommy Pockets.
It does blow my mind.
What?
Right? Like, back in the day, I want Tommy to think I'm cool with his giant ass collars and his empty house and his freeloading drinking.
Yeah, I will say, we think your fashion now is wild, but, you know, I've seen pictures of back in the day, and that was also wild in its own way.
It had a Euro trash kind of vibe to it.
All
of
your
a lot of patterns.
All of your collars look like you were a dog that just had ear surgery.
Some of them had speakers.
All right, look, man.
What?
I think you can take solace in the fact. I know you're upset.
I even reached out to a couple old people from the show.
Why?
You're talking crap on him behind his back?
You're the worst.
Yeah. You're proving his point.
Joe T said, yeah, I always knew that guy was a dick. So I got confirmation.
Okay.
I got a T confirmation that guy's a dick. And then he even mentioned that to me. He goes, yeah, man, maybe he should pay me back for those free tattoos I gave him.
Way to not narrow it down.
Tattoos on that show, that's everybody.
Not you.
I'm the only one that had virgin skin.
Let's take a break. So, the Red Wing season is right around the corner.
Yeah.
In fact, tomorrow they are having their kickoff party down in Innovative Field. It's like 4 to 6, 4 to 7, something like that. You can check out the website.
So, it's, you just go and eat all the new foods and stuff, experience?
Well, this is like a party. Like, drinks, bands, all that. It's like the kickoff to baseball.
Like a happy hour.
Yeah, every year. But yesterday, the Rochester Red Wings unveiled the new foods they will have at the ballpark for this season.
Mm.
For example, they are debuting what's called the Bruce, named for Bruce the Bat Dog.
Okay.
It is a footlong Zweigels with meat sauce and onions.
All right, Bruce. I hear he was the model.
Can't go wrong with a footlong Zweigels
no,
with
hot. No, it's a solid choice. Ballpark, especially.
They're adding mashed potatoes with broccoli and cheese sauce. By the way, sneaky good ballpark food.
Wait, just a cup of mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think you can
like
add
a mashed potato bowl.
Oh, I don't know if it's a bowl. I don't know if you add it to like your prime rib sandwich
that
you get down there, but that sounds delicious.
All right.
But there is one sandwich that sounds delicious,
yet
is not ballpark appropriate. They have added a braised beef sandwich. So it looks like pulled beef.
Yeah.
Braised.
Okay, yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
Well, like a pulled pork sandwich almost, but beef.
Yes.
But they have, so what's wrong with that?
Okay, it looks delicious.
Yeah. Well, they probably have
pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay. Pulled anything, too messy for a ball game.
Well, when you do it,
How? There is no one that can eat pulled meat.
Wait.
I can't even do it.
Yeah. You can eat pulled meat.
I can
show you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I just started a new business. I'm getting into the pulled meat game.
Where's that?
I just opened up a little kiosk in a men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Pulled Meat Contest, from my meat to your mouth sauce.
Are you dressed like the sauce today?
Yes.
Oh, special anus sauce that time. You cannot eat a pulled chicken, pulled pork, pulled beef sandwich without spilling some of
the
meat.
But I thought they already had those there.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, how hard is it? If you put stuff on that foot-long hot dog, it's going to be
no, no, no. I thought you were going to say the hot dog was the messy one, because the hot dog's also covered with, like, the meat sauce and stuff, too. So I would think that...
Chili dogs, all that stuff.
That would be the messier of the sandwiches.
No, here's the problem. It's a gravity issue, right? So you eat a hot dog when the hot dog is purely horizontal.
Do you eat it like this?
Yeah, the hot dog stays
horizontal.
Nobody
eats it like that.
No, if you have stuff on a hot dog, you eat it straight up, and you go in like this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, you do. I've never eaten a hot dog like a...
No.
When it's got stuff on it, you do. You don't realize it, but you do.
You
hold it like
dog?
A salty crank.
No,
or you go over the top.
You overhand
okay,
the
but
dog.
I'm saying whether you overhand or underhand, it stays horizontal.
Why do you eat it like a sandwich?
You don't.
Like
you
this.
Don't.
You double hand the hot dog?
Well, yeah.
You cannot.
Foot long. You got to double hand that bastard.
You cannot.
Get away from you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You cannot eat a burger or a pulled meat sandwich horizontally. It's impossible. It will always tilt because of the angle of your
so
mouth.
So you think it's going to spill all over
it
you.
Will absolutely spill all over you.
Well, I mean, all like of these things, container. Minus the mashed potatoes, are foods you can't put down once you start eating them.
Yes, you're right. That is also
like,
complicated.
It's stuck in your hand until that thing's gone.
The only thing that I fear when I'm eating at the ballpark.
Oh, I thought you were going to say death based on your age.
That too is mustard. Getting mustard on your clothes.
Why
it
not
don't,
ketchup?
Ketchup you can get out. Mustard just seems to stain and it just never leaves.
Yeah, they call it the original sin of condiments.
Yes.
Yeah. You need a full baptism to get that mustard out
of
your pants.
Of all the messy things at the ballpark, mustard is what scares you the
most.
Yes. You know why? Because he wears light pants all the time. Mm. He's a bitch that wears light
pants.
Well,
I wear summer trousers and linen trousers.
You guys think you could eat a pulled meat sandwich without spilling any?
Yes.
No effing
Bro, I've eaten
way.
Chili in the car. Top that.
Chili in the car?
Yeah.
It's in a bowl.
Yeah, but still you got to.
No, but again,
I know. I know you eat chili like this.
We're doing radio, idiot.
We got a camera.
All 400 people watching.
I just showed my rectum.
Chili
has
bowl and spoon. You can make that work. There is no control for the leaking meat out of the back of the sandwich.
But it falls into the tray.
Bring a sock.
And then you can eat that.
I don't know if they're going to. I don't know how they're going to serve it.
Well, it depends how. It depends how. Saucy it
plate
is.
Plate or tray.
It's always saucy. Everything at the ballpark saucy.
Man,
you know
they
that.
Do sauce it up.
They call it Saucy Park. Here's the other problem. As we talk about, again, the new food options at Innovative Field this year, you got the Bruce, named for the Bat Dog, Zweigels, meat sauce and onions, great. Mashed potatoes, broccoli and cheese, fantastic. The braised beef sandwich is the problem. You're also going to need a fork to finish off that sandwich.
Yeah, but okay, they give you that little spork thing.
No, but I got to go on my way to get the fork.
So you're out.
I don't need a fork with a hot dog. I don't need a fork with a hamburger. I need a fork with a braised beef pulled pork.
Man, braised beef,
chicken.
That sounds so good. Like those braised beef short ribs, they're so fatty and delicious.
I'm not saying it's not delicious. Oh. I'm saying, how am I going to hold a beer and eat a braised pork sandwich?
Well, you got your cup holder.
Braised beef sandwich.
Yeah.
You don't
is
know.
It's just a long pitch for you to get Mace to bring these in.
No, he's going to bring them in.
We'll try it at some point.
No, but you don't eat them.
Here's the thing.
You take like one little bite and then you go all bitch fat on everybody. I can't eat it.
Okay, you don't eat it either.
You won't eat it. And here's the thing.
And the worst part is you taint it for everybody else. So like we can't even give it to somebody because you stick your fingers in it.
Yeah, like you're like a 5-year-old.
Well, I'll pull some of the meat out and eat it.
No, that's what I mean. You stick your hand in the sandwich and then there's a sandwich with one little piece of meat taken out of it.
I fingered the sandwich a little bit. My fingers are nice.
There was only one person who would eat in that sandwich, and they don't work here anymore.